We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in on a Thursday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. All right. Are you hungry?
I am starving.
I'm hungry thinking about ballpark food.
Are you a hungry, hungry hippo?
And we know that ballpark food is ballpark food.
Yeah, right.
Mostly.
No matter how good the pictures look, still, it never turns out that way.
But it's still great. I still do it.
Yeah, you still love it.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
$17 for a hot dog, I'll take two.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have the jumbo. Of course I will.
Of course.
Why would I want the regular one?
Look, I look at it as like you're dining out. It's a night out. It costs money to go to dinner. It costs money to go to the ballpark.
Yes, you know, can I have a gigantic beer that's terrible? Yes.
Yeah.
Order me too.
The funny thing about the ballpark is we don't want to pay for anything, but yet we demand they spend money on players. Well, how do you think they get that money, right? I mean, it's just kind of.
So what are your what do you like when you go to the park?
Yeah, and the text line open for you as well at 913-586-7610. Let us know what you'd like to eat at the ballpark. I always love a soft pretzel, right? That's always going to be my go-to. I love a soft pretzel. But when I'm going to the ballpark, I really crave a hot dog, right? My daughter was telling me about the first current game that they went to 2 weeks ago. She goes, I don't really like hot dogs, but, man, I smell the hot dog wafting down from, like, the lady over it. It was so good. She goes, what's that white stuff they put on top of it? I'm like, not mayonnaise. She goes, no.
Yes. Is she in?
No, it was sauerkraut.
Oh,
she goes,
darn.
She goes, just smelled so good, I wanted one. And then you start to get the smell of the peppers and the onions and the sauerkraut and the ballpark hot dog and the mustard. And so in a perfect world for me, it's a hot dog with peppers, onions, sauerkraut, spicy brown mustard. Or if you're going to Kauffman Stadium, yellow mustard and a packet of relish.
No peppers, you laughing at?
No
peppers, no onions.
You've got to get the, like, now that I've got the Blackstone that I use a lot, cooking the pepper. Sometimes I'll just go out there and cook peppers and onions because I like the smell.
Just throw the onions over the side. Like, I'm not even going to use them. Right. I just want to just cook them up here.
It smells so good. Yeah. I don't even want to use these onions, but God, they smell great.
Yeah. So,
and then, of course, a huge bucket of popcorn. And then for me, it's a vodka soda. You know, let's go.
That's nice. It wouldn't be a mayo dog for me either, because again, I don't mayo dog all the time. Just desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right. Sure. I don't ever. But you know what? Now that I've been, like, ever since I went to spring training, I heard about these Sonoran dogs, and I'm a sucker for every state's famous food lists and things like that.
I click on every one of those,
right? And every time I see Arizona, it's the Sonoran dog, and it's got mayonnaise on top. Like, so. I don't know, bro. Yeah. Like, you may have been, I don't want to say ahead of the curve, but like they're doing it in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess it's a thing. And Seattle apparently smears mayo all over their dog,
but
too.
My preference would be give me a hot dog, little white onion.
Yeah, that's good.
Ketchup, mustard. That's it. That's it. And I do get annoyed when you put the hot dog back in the thing, in the foil,
right.
And then you take it out and
it's smeared?
It's smeared all over. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I could, like, pristinely put it back in there and then carry it to my seat.
Why put it back in the foil?
Droppage, whatever. So,
or eat it on the way there.
That'd be all right, too. Nachos in a helmet. You don't have to get even fancy about it. I mean, literally, you could just do cheese and chips. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, sweet. Put it in a helmet. Why are we?
Put it in a helmet, you can charge double.
One of my great memories as a kid was getting that actual helmet and then putting it on your head.
Yeah.
With the nacho cheese residue and everything.
If it doesn't fit on your head, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, why do you have cheese in your head?
Right.
I wore the nacho helmet.
You have some nacho cheese on top of your head, but you know they always put the
liner.
They always put
the lining in,
plastic thing down or whatever. And then a tall boy beer.
There you go.
Doesn't have to be anything fancy either. I mean, they have a great beer selection at the K, so you can pretty much get whatever you want.
Whatever the hell you want.
You go get the the tall beer.
Yeah.
And I always luck out because we get two of them, and my wife never finishes hers, and so I get like one and a half.
You're running out beers, and you're ready to go.
We're good. So it's pretty simple, but yeah, it's always to me. It's like I know it's not always great, no matter where you go, but I got to get the ballpark dog. It's just part of the deal.
You do. And from the text line 913, it says, Josh, the move is condiments under the dog, no mess. While I would agree with that.
Then you got to hold the dog.
Like,
people waiting.
Are you taking your wiener out at Kaufman
Stadium? I'm not holding my wiener in front of anybody else.
No.
You can't wave around the wiener and put the stuff underneath it. So it's just too hard.
You got your wiener in one hand and you're trying to condiment in the other.
I mean,
it's like a mess.
If you're building it at home and the privacy of your wiener out.
Right.
That's fine. You can't do that.
Well,
in public.
If you're building it at home, you set up the station, you set up the buns, you set up the toppings, and then the wieners are at the end, so you don't have to hold your wiener in your hand.
But it's uncouth to wave around a foot long wiener, you know, while you're in your hand while you're trying to get condiments.
Yeah, nobody wants that, especially in public at Kaufman Stadium. You don't want to hold your wiener in your hand at the stadium. Somebody could walk by and knock into it. It's not good.
I'm with that. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey
that
Station.
Wasn't shooting fish in a barrel.
And score.
Yes.
Oh boy, I'm going to be sending that one in as well.
Yeah, that's good for a bear.
Gets us to five. We're getting closer to five every day.
Every day, buddy.
Yep.
Tell us about your wiener. How do you hold it at the stadium? Man, do you put the condiments on first? How do you do it?
Do you wiener at the stadium?
Well, it's a foot long Polish sausage, you know, with kraut, jalapenos, spicy mustard. But I don't think they do Polish sausages anymore at K, so it's a hot dog with mustard and a little relish. But in my perfect world back in the day, it'd be the Polish sausage with kraut, jalapenos, and spicy mustard. Mm-hmm. Then the next inning, I would go for the brisket acho in the helmet.
The next inning.
With all the fixings. I mean, it's got to be – I got to have the extra espinanca. I got to have the jalapenos, the onions, the cheese, the sour cream. Mix it all together. Yes, I am, because, man, woo, feel good. Two innings later, I'm going back for the chicken tenders and fries.
Really
Really
can't go wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you, the K always had good chicken fingers.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah. Back in the day when Bev was in the press club, do you remember Bev in the press club back in the day? She was a sweetheart. And those I could eat like 40 of those. That's why I was fat.
You and me both. And then about the fifth inning, we're going for the funnel cake because they closed that joker down about the sixth or seventh inning.
Well,
so you got to hit
it
quick.
The line is so long.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's so long. They need more than just one stand for the funnel cake. So you got to get the funnel cake and then, wash it all down with the ice cold hams.
Uh-huh.
And that's my ballpark. It's the beer refreshing.
Yeah, that is. So you can tell us what your condiments are at the ballpark, your ballpark foods are, all of that good stuff. I love. From the 816, I'm on my way to daycare with my 2 and 4 year old. Thanks to Bob, they're chanting holding wiener, holding wiener. Okay, that's good. Yeah,
that's right.
Perfect. They get
that's
the show. It's great. Love it.
Yeah, that's 2 and 4 year old conversation.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
that's what
we're right
doing.
In the wheelhouse. I don't. Of course.
From this 816, I've never heard the wiener so many times before 7 a.m. Always like my wiener with Rotel on it. Ooh, that's a good play.
Yep.
Someone says you just ask someone to hold the wiener for you.
Oh, that's good.
That could get weird, though.
Yeah, like if your wife or girlfriend are with you, say, would you hold my wiener while I put the condiments on the bun and then I put the wiener back on top? Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of wieners.
I just edited myself, but I'm going to laugh to myself.
All right. Well, you can tell us.
I really liked it. Yeah. I think it would have been a hit. But again, I'm considering our 2 and 4 year old crowd here, and I'm going to abstain.
Well, they need new words going into daycare.
No. It's fine.
You hear the guys on the radio? We're talking about the wieners this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you want to get a good one at the ballpark.
Teacher,
yeah.
Will you hold my wiener? I need to put mustard on it.
And I will say this. You know, I know I sound a little old by doing this. I miss the hot dog guy walking around making it for you there in the stands, right? Yeah, I'll take a hot dog. Yeah, all right, we got sauerkraut. Yeah, boom, 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 done. And they pass it down the row and everybody spits on it and coughs and, you know, COVID. But I do miss those days. You know, I miss the days where the vendors were truly there. The old lemonade guy, you know, out at Kauffman Stadium. Lemonade, lemonade, lemonade. Lemonade, woo! Like, I miss that. And I know there's still some beer guys out there that bust their ass and do a great job. But, man, I wish we were kind of back in the day where we were selling everything in the crowd again. Bring it all back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.